Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Snap judgment. Photographing ethnic groups. Sans stereotype. No headdresses. No vacant stares. How young artists challenge the parameters of ethnic photography. Written by Chu Si, published in The World of Chinese, read to you by Cliff Larson. Lobster on the left, Sampa on the right. Two versions of London chef Tenzing Nyendak sit side by side in a diptych of portraits. In the one with brighter colors, he rocks a double-breasted chef's jacket and a toothy grin, holding up the high-end crustacean on a plate. The one with the more muted colors shows him in a traditional Tibetan gown with a more subdued smile, holding the highland barley that is a staple food for Tibetans. This pair of photos is part of Performing Tibetan Identity, a project by Lhasa-born photographer Nima Droma that tries to challenge how her ethnic group has been represented in a century of photography in China and abroad. The series welcomed young Tibetans living in Europe and China to pose for portraits with clothing and belongings that they felt were essential to their identity, from scratched skateboards to tattoo sleeves to a rainbow flag, alongside a more serious portrait in a traditional outfit of their choice. Video interviews with the subjects in which they each talk about why they chose the elements to represent them and how they relate to their Tibetan identity complete the project. Nima Droma exhibited the project at Oxford University's Pitt Rivers Museum in 2018 and says it resulted from a process of self-exploration and understanding my own identity. Her first major project on this theme, a 2014 series called Modernizing the World's Roof, featured an elderly Tibetan monk drinking Coca-Cola, her uncle and a friend enjoying Budweiser beer, and a woman in a traditional outfit clutching a designer handbag under her arm. Having moved away from Lhasa to attend elementary school in Chengdu, Sichuan province, Nima Droma returned home in 2015 after graduating from London College of Fashion, where she was trained as a fashion photographer. From her home in Tibet, she has continued to observe the effect of globalization on a society often perceived as mysterious in the West. She talks about this in a 2020 documentary by China Central Television. Stereotypes might have it that a nun only chants scripture all day sitting in a temple, but there are many new things in her life, like hip-hop, or she might wear a Buddhist robe, but with a pair of Air Jordans. Indeed, one of the subjects in Performing Tibetan Identity is Sen Cheng, a young Buddhist nun from Qinghai province who sat for her portrait with a pair of headphones and a lively wink. Yet these changes on the plateau, as well as the lives of many Chinese ethnic groups, are rarely apparent in the visual language commonly associated with them. In June 2021, Shanghai's West Bund Art Center welcomed an exhibition called Us, China's 56 Ethnic Groups, by photographer Chen Haiwen, which purportedly took 12 years of intensive research. The resulting images themselves were impressive in scale and technical quality, are hardly innovative, highlighting intricate headwear and jewelry, deeply lined skin, and activities exotic to the urban gallery goer, such as herding elephants, jumping over a fire pit, or fishing on stilts. Another exhibition in 2020, the Chinese Visual Ethnographic Photo Biennial, made an effort to suggest in its call for entries that photographers forego the appetite for novelty and shallow travel photos, and instead pursue long-term projects or document their own ethnicity. While the works exhibited showed a greater diversity in approach, many project descriptions still highlight the pure eyes, the simple lives, and the positive spirit despite poverty in their subjects. Such trends are not new. In the mid-19th century, Western explorers such as British Army officer Alexander Brodie Melville and Scottish physician John Forbes Watson traveled to the Tibetan Plateau and brought home portraits labeled Tibetan Lady, Buddhist Lama, and Tibetan Native, which accentuated the physical features of the type and emphasized exoticism and difference from their non-Tibetan consumers, as Claire Harris, a professor of visual anthropology at Oxford and co-curator with Nima Droma on her exhibition, wrote in a curatorial commentary. In the 1930s, Zhuang Xueben, an amateur photographer from Shanghai, who is now widely considered China's first visual ethnographer, made many trips to Xikang, a province of the former Republic of China on the border of what is today Western Sichuan Province and the Tibetan Autonomous Region. The area was inhabited mainly by Kampa Tibetans, but also the Qiang, Yi, and Han ethnic groups. The images Zhuang brought back, documenting the physique, costume, lifestyle, and architecture of the peoples he encountered, were widely distributed by Shanghai-based pictorial The Young Companion. Kaleidoscopes of headshots were arranged side by side into articles entitled Coiffures of the Tibetan Women and the Qinghai Women and Their Headwear, and portraits of different ethnic groups were sometimes published together. They constructed a sense of exotic spectacle or categorize knowledge from the frontier, which, quote, produces the possibility of a future where ethnic groups intermingle, writes Menglong Chen, a PhD researcher at Harvard University, in a 2020 article on Zhuang's photography. Chen's interest in Zhuang sprang from their own previous photography project documenting a Qiang village in northern Sichuan. I started questioning why every visual ethnographer, myself and Zhuang included, gravitates toward a similar style, she tells The World of Chinese, referring to the typical shoulder-up portraits often seen in Zhuang's work. Some scholars argue that this style originates from the disciplines of biological anthropology, or forensic anthropology, from the end of the 19th century. It subjects the photographed bodies to both physical and moral measurements, Chen explains, finding this type of gaze objectifying the subjects and their bodies. We need different ways of seeing, not just different things to look at. Parallel to Nima Droma's works, some other efforts have risen in China to diversify representation of ethnic groups in photography. In 2015, Na Ri Song, a curator and director at Beijing's Inter-Art Gallery, who is Mongolian by ethnicity, launched Country Road, a biannual award recognizing photographers from minority ethnic groups in China. The goal is to bring forward perspectives that showcase contemporary ethnic groups, not primitive societies, he says in an interview with the news website Sohu, pointing out that as cultures have evolved alongside modernization, so have ethnic identities. Among the photographers recognized by the award is 2019's winner, Luo Jinqian, of the Zhuang ethnic group in southwestern China, whose work portrays the mechanization of farming in her home village in the Guangxi region. Placing fake wire and fabric animals created by her father into scenes of a family slaughtering a pig, cows sauntering in front of factory chimneys, a bull's head being offered at a religious ritual, Luo created uncanny scenes, inviting viewers to ponder what the future holds for traditional farming life and the environment. Unlike some other photographers, Nima Droma included, whose experiments often combine and contrast modern and traditional elements in their portraits, Luo rarely telegraphs ethnic cues in the clothing, architecture, or actions of her photos. The scenes look like they could come from any village in China. What an artist like Luo captures in their own community is different from what an outsider can. Gu Tao, a jury member of the Country Road Award, tells the World of Chinese, Gu is a well-known photographer turned documentary filmmaker with Mongolian, Manchu, and Uyghur heritage, whose own works often tell stories of northern Chinese ethnic groups. I am most touched by the emotions and feelings, not technicality or production value, things that are spontaneous and flow out naturally. On the other hand, works produced by one of the tribes are not automatically immune to tokenization. Last year's Country Road winner, Disappearing Horizons, is a project by amateur photographer Zhong Mixi of the Lahu ethnic group, whose mobile phone images of life in her village in Yunnan province visually echo the works of Zhuang Xueben. People in ethnic outfits staring at the camera in a static portrait or carrying objects and engaged in stereotypical activities. Even though the photographer is looking back at their own community, they're still catering to an outside viewer, a larger community, says Chen, on the idea of self-ethnography. Therefore, the photos carry the perspective of an outside viewer, too. Nima Droma emphasizes that she wants to challenge Tibetans' own stereotypes about themselves. Tibetans might say, "We Tibetans are all Buddhists," she says as an example, but it's not true. Among us Tibetans, there are also Catholics and Muslims. In performing Tibetan identities, Nima Droma included a Muslim, Shahid Hussein, appearing in a black kufi and a silver chain bracelet while holding an American football. If photography can get young people of our own ethnic group to think, then I think it's necessary, Nima Droma says. The young people across the Tibetan plateau are one of the audiences Nima Droma hopes to reach the most with her work. In addition to her photography, she has hosted community events such as cultural fairs and Tibetan dress parties catering to young Tibetans, and designed clothing combining traditional features and motifs with modern functions and fabrics through her brand Nirhai. She has also hosted an annual Nirhai photography competition for 5 years and counting, hoping to build an ecosystem that supports diversity in expressing and perceiving ethnicity. Young photographers all across the Tibetan plateau, including a monk, a mountaineer, and a university student inspired by Nan Golding, have submitted their work and seen them exhibited in galleries in Lhasa, Chengdu, and New York City. Everyone has their own ways of observing the world, Nima Droma explains. So, if I can build a platform to have more people interpret things they see in Tibet with their own perspectives, it would mean a lot more than just me expressing my own. Contributions in the article from Xining Yi. You've been listening to Snap Judgment, Photographing Ethnic Groups, Sans the Stereotype. No headdresses, no vacant stares. How Young Artists Challenge the Parameters of Ethnic Photography. Written by Chu Si, published in The World of Chinese, narrated by Cliff Larson.